Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Welcome this week's guest, a repeat guest coming out with a new single from the Jason Neville Funky Soul Band and his lovely wife, Lorette. What's up, y'all?
What's up, Nate? How you doing?
All right. Yeah, I heard y'all had a new single coming out this year, and we trying to see what's going on. What's the story behind this single?
Well, we released it on July 1st. We're excited about it. It's doing very well. We decided to be creative. Jason and I wrote the song. And it's about a person that has something that they love to do, and we call it their boogie. So the name of the song is Hit 'Em With the Boogie. We were debating whether or not we were going to put it out this year or next year, because we got a couple of songs that we're putting out back to back. And we opened up for George Clinton, and I believe it was February, and he really liked the song. So we were like, we're going to put this out. And we asked him, hey, would you do some ad-libs or something, anything on the song, anything, your clap, something. And he said, yeah, when he come back in town, he would. So if you listen to it, you hear him doing what George does. And it's really fun. I think the excitement of it all is that there have been so many videos people have been sending to us with their remixes of what they're doing, their boogie. Some people riding bikes, some people painting, you know, people skating, whatever your thing is, dancing, you know, that's your boogie. When Essence came down here, there was a film crew here, and they displayed everything that they were filming at Essence, and they tagged us to let us know that they had used our song. It was exciting. I'm like, oh, I think we got an anthem. So that's exciting news for us, because we love music. We could do it every day. And to the way we came up with it, tell them how we came up with it, Jay.
Oh, we was riding in the car, and I just put on this track.
Where was riding?
Well,
you forgot?
I don't remember.
I know it. Uptown. How you forget that part?
Because I got too much on my mind.
Yeah, we were Uptown New Orleans, and the first song we ever put out was called Be Myself.
I like that.
That was a maxi single. Then we put out Funkin' in New Orleans. Somebody asked us, why y'all always putting out those maxi singles? Why y'all don't just putting out EPs? Why y'all don't put a whole album? I say it's not that we don't have enough music. Right. It's that you have to be smart. When you're doing it on your own, you want to make sure all of the music is heard. So you put just a few out at a time, because if you don't market it, it's not going to do, it's like you're wasting music. You know, you put an album out, but you can only market one song, and that's where your budget is. So if you just put one out at a time, then everybody gets a chance to hear all of it, and you keep punching good music. You know, you keep punching. You know how they have those little punchos? Like, yeah, we're gonna knock them down with this one. And then by the time the next month comes, we're going to knock them down with that. So right after Hit 'Em With the Boogie, we still promoting that. We have a song called Nola Ride. It's a movie. It's all about New Orleans. And it's different from anything, because we've taken you through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's like a journey we take you on. And then right after that, we got Tight Like Knots.
Drop the Knot.
Yeah, it's about how tight we are as a couple and as a group. And, you know, how we just get through what we got to get through. So it's a lot of fun. And then after we finish all of that, Jason's got the Neo Solo coming out. We just did the first show on August 5th at the Hi-Ho Lounge in New Orleans. It went really well. And we also did a display of it yesterday at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. So it's been keeping us busy. And, you know, we've been letting Jason solo. Jason's playing on his own solo, his own piano, getting fancy, Nate. And he opens up with just, you know, giving people a little bit. And then the Funky Soul Band, you know, we do what we do. So we got two things going on right now. But right now we're really pushing a single. And we reached out to you because we wanted to talk to people that's been, you know, keeping up with our career. You know, sometimes people just want to get on that bandwagon. And I understand it, but I'm like, nah, you know, if we sell a million copies, we still call it me. You know, we still call it this one.
We got roots.
Yeah, a lot of roots. People, they do all this and then, you know, they get their awards and they forget the people that follow them or the people that help them, you know, when they only had 10 followers. So you always want to be mindful. And I promised my husband, I don't want to be that group. I want to be the everyday person.
Right.
I want to remember everybody who said, listen, you know, I'll put you on my podcast, get you some of that exposure. Or the person that made a decision and said, you know, we're going to spend it first. We don't know what's going to happen. So that's the people we went with this week.
Oh, yeah,
it's been our media week. Yeah, it's been really nice. So tomorrow is going to be our first radio spin. We're excited. We'll be sitting over there like that, you know, listening for them to play it. And versus, believe it or not, we have not gotten our appointment with our own OZ yet. We're starting, the hole's getting busted in Lake Charles with Diva D. So 94, I think it's 94.9. We're really excited about that because she got a bomb radio station. And, you know, she reached out and she's like, you know, I won't bust a hole in it. I said, let's do it. I ain't holding back. Let's do it. You know?
So you guys performed it, right, at your events? The crowd's accepting it?
Oh, yeah. We actually did the release party.
Right.
The reason we did the release party is a little bit early because a lot of people was like, okay, so y'all did the release. We put the single out on the first.
Mm-hmm.
Then we ended up having to go to Mexico to do a show. So we came back, did the release party after we had to put the single out. I said, guess what, y'all? The video dropping next month because we halfway finished because we had to stop in the middle of recording the video.
Okay.
Because so many people, when they heard the song, were out of town. Like, we want to be in the video. And certain people, you ain't going to say, no, we no. I said, look, we'll put the video out in September. we're going to wait for certain people. And then, you know, it's so much fun. Though,
that's good, though.
Yeah, it's energetic.
Right.
We've done it live a few times to
see how
feel the crowd.
Yeah, see how they're gonna react, and people starting to pick up on it. It's a trend. It's like look y'all. You know, they sending us look this our boogie, and they sending it, and I'm like, yeah. So it might take a while, but that's all right. We in it.
Yeah,
we in it.
We in it to win it.
In it to win it. Yeah, I mean, but today's times is different. Like when your pops and them, they had to make albums and all that stuff. But now we on the digital world, man. You can drop a hot single and boom,
yep,
and then come back next month with another one or whatever. So it's like it's different times, different methods, but just get the music out.
And we got more music than the hood got rocks. So,
you know, you got a lot of music.
he got
a lot of music.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I think, you know, what you said when we talked last time, you know, we had went through with our son.
How's that coming along?
Yeah, you know, we all choose God, you know, to uplift our spirits. But we wanted fun music. We wanted something that the kids can listen to. I heard they're playing it in the pre-K class and the kids going crazy.
Yeah,
that's what I want. I wanted universal music that everybody can listen to. You don't have to be embarrassed about
it. Especially if it's clean. That's how I like to do. Well, I don't know if I told y'all I do music too when I feel like it. But yeah. I like to make it for the 2-year-old to the 92-year-old. That's I don't want to miss nobody.
Right. It's fun, you know, watching even the kids in our family, you know, I want Boogie.
Yeah.
You know, they want him Boogie. Like, yeah. You know, just for them to enjoy themselves. So that's the excitement in it for us.
Right.
You know, everything else, of course, is the benefits. But I am like Snoop Dogg and Dogg. Snoop said them streams don't match them dollars.
Right.
So I need to know more about them streams. If you get so many streams where, you know, you can't always see the money. So
we look into
that before we drop that next single because you want to see the money match the streams.
But we're excited for the world to hear what we're doing, you know. It's no good if you can't share it,
right?
You know,
right.
And I'm excited about Jason Never Focus So Bad, and I'm excited about my solo stuff too.
Baby, that's your solo.
So is the solo gonna be just Jason Never?
It's called Jason Never Neo
Solo. Okay. Yeah. That's going to be the solo project or just a single? What you doing like that, Jay?
Oh, no, it's a whole project.
It's a whole project.
Oh, baby, he performed some of them songs.
I'm not even sure which one to put out first. So I kind of getting the, you know, then my wife, well, the crowd picked their favorite ones okay. at the show, but I didn't do one of the ones that my wife really loved. And that's, I don't know if she wants me to talk about
that. But it's not just about me. I tell him that. I'm very open. Right. You know, it's what I mean, the people want.
Yeah, whatever the people, if it's moving the people,
yeah,
you can disagree all you want, but if the people saying more, 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 play that song, yeah. let's and play it all the way to the bank.
We're going to definitely do that. You so he can have his solo interview because I'm excited that he's finally getting some of that out. But it's so much music. Mm-hmm. We have so much music and so many. I'm excited because artists, you know, with national status, you know, reaching out like, you guys got too much music sitting on it. Put it out. Just keep putting it out. I'm like, we got music that lasts a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
So we just, but we don't put anything out. We make music that we think is good music, you know.
I even got some stuff featuring my dad on it. That's okay. Well, I'm going to save that for the next interview.
Yeah, so, yeah, when you going to bring something out this year, Jason, or you going to wait and ride this?
This year.
Oh, let me know. Yeah, so we can do exclusive.
Oh, yeah. It's coming. It's coming. Look, people, they trying to cheat, Nate.
Who?
They're coming to the Funky Soul Band shows like, we going to do some of that solo stuff, which is what we want.
Yeah.
So then I may say, Jay, open up with two of your solo songs just to kind of tease them. That. But they're so used to us being a wild child band. You know, the Funky Soul Band, we all over the place. But when Jason is calm and he's behind the piano and he's just kind of singing that love music, it's a totally different feel. And I think it gives people a chance to see that other part of Jason that they've been looking for, that Aaron side. They know that Cheryl, they know that Ivan, they looking for that. What that cool, just let my dad go. It's in the music. So yeah, we got a lot going on, but we excited about this single. I think Hit Him With The Boogie I think it's gonna last for a little while. I think once the radio station starts to play it, you know, people will really pick up on it and it'll become a trend. That's our hope. Mm-hmm. And we went on our first self-produced tour this year in June.
Y'all didn't come to California? What happened?
Oh, we coming. So don't you worry. Oh. It's on the list.
Okay.
We have a 5-phase tour because we got stuff going on locally and we were like, how are we going to do it? But if you self-produce a tour, I tell people all the time, you got to be careful that you're budgeting, that you're making sense.
Right.
Because the reality of it is when you go into different places,
it is a business.
A lot of times you're not sure if you're going to pack the house like you do at home. So what we did is we did a festival. We did the Juneteenth Festival in Portland. And then we were able to get a lot of people to come to the show that night, which made a good impression. So we've gotten invited back to do a huge Mardi Gras theme that they're going to be doing.
Okay.
And a lot of people now know who we are because we were out there and we did 3 shows. So now that we've covered that area, we had to go way across town.
Always.
Yeah. Now we're able to, the next part of the tour is going to be in November on the East Coast. So we're going to hit D.C., Philly, New York. And then a private show in Connecticut.
And then the West Coast.
Then the West Coast.
Well, it's coming. That's next year?
We're trying to do both. Okay. The issue is whether or not we can get all the venues lined up.
Okay.
Because we have venues that are interested, but the date's not lining up. So if not, it'll be, I'm going to probably say mid to the end of February where we come on over there. Because I got family over there and they like, how are you going to do the East Coast before you do the West Coast? I say, go talk to the venues.
Right.
Because when they're booking way in advance. Yeah,
a lot of logistics involved.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Anything in San Diego? Because I know they be doing a lot of Mardi Gras type stuff and crawfish stuff in San Diego area.
Not at the moment. We have San Francisco, San Jose, Los Angeles, and Santa Monica. So if anything else comes along the way,
where you at, in San Diego?
No, I'm in like the Inland Empire, about an hour east of LA. So I would be the LA area. You consider the LA area.
Okay, yeah. So we looking forward to, you know, hopefully getting some good emails. You know, they come through. And sometimes you just never know if people are going to grab onto it. Right. But every time you get an email and somebody say, hey, you know, we love to have you guys, then you know the next phase. Yeah, I talk money.
Yeah.
And when you're contract a new group. Me. Yeah, when you're a new group and they're like.
A new group with an old history.
Yeah, right. You know,
don't be stealing. Don't be stealing my tagline.
Right. Like, you know, we can't come for free, but, right. You know, so far, you know, they've been working it out where it's fair. I'm not looking to get what I feel I deserve because that's the case I'd never book, you know, but I'm humble enough to say, okay, try us out. And I believe that because this is my second invite to New York, the venue that we're going to be at out there. But I believe that came from, you know, good show. We packed the house and said, y'all welcome back anytime. You can't go to New York and do one show.
Right.
You know, until you really just blow up, then that one payment, you fly on back. But when you're trying to keep the money right, you got to do a couple of shows
smart
to make that bounce.
And, right? then, you know, COVID kind of blocked,
messed up
things for a while. So, but, you know, God has his reasons for letting things happen. So we just roll, you know.
Right.
Yeah. You guys ever do any, like, cruise ships? The local?
We never did that.
Played on a boat, but not a big cruise ship. His brother, a couple of friends of ours said they got some cruises going on. I'm going to be honest. Maybe,
you don't like the water?
Maybe a Disney cruise.
Yeah. She was cool with going up the river on the cruise.
Yeah, the riverboat.
The riverboat cruise, but I don't know.
We just came from Ensenada, Mexico this past weekend, so it's like, it was cool. They didn't even feel like we was on a ship.
What?
No motion. It seemed
you
like
you was on a nice ship, though.
Huh?
Well, I've never been
navigated up the seas, Royal Caribbean.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com. Check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Yeah, my friend goes quite often. She's like, and in my class, they're doing a class reunion on the ship. And they're like, I know you're coming. You never come in.
Just go there with a soundtrack and y'all just get the open mic and go.
Look, I think they're up to something. They won't have a meeting. I'm like, oh.
Get some new fans on the ocean. They be worldwide. People from all over the world on ships.
Oh, no. I know. And I heard it's really, really nice. So I'm thinking about it. If the offer comes and it makes sense, then we might roll with it. You know, I'm not turning anything down.
Sometimes they have talent shows on there. I'm saying if you go there with a soundtrack and y'all just hit them with the boogie.
Yeah, I'm just a little something, something.
They be like, "Are you guys real entertainers?" Nah, we just be playing around.
We did the show in Cancun. It was for the Jack and Jill Foundation.
Yeah,
and it was nothing but our people there. You know, it was a lot of fraternities and
a lot of fraternities, sororities. But it's a great foundation. It's an African-American based foundation out of DC, and they do a lot for our young Black youth, so that really made me interested in wanting to be a part of their convention, not only to do the music but to learn a little bit more about what they do for their communities, because they're nationally known. So there were people from all over the place, and wouldn't you know, in Cancun, Mexico, somebody howling from the audience
13-1 Uptown. Damn, what's up?
One of your, you cannot be serious. Right,
one of your cousins or something?
I don't know if you knew Derek Calvin. He used to pitch.
My brother probably know him. Greg, he know everybody.
Derek Calvin, yeah. His wife is the president over the Houston chapter.
Yeah.
So he heard we was gonna be out there, so he was like, Jason, Oh man.
That was funny. I said, how we come all the way to Mexico and somebody know who you are at? But I think what it was is it was fun. The setup was beautiful. Uh-huh. It was like that whole ocean view. We were on a resort performing, and it was an 80s theme. So I think for us, it was like a paycation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we got a chance to really vibe. And guess what? When we got to the second set, we were like, we had like 15 minutes left. It started raining. There had not been any rain. All of a sudden, it started raining. Show was over. So some of the leaders started coming up saying, look, we're going to call y'all to come do a show here. We're going to call y'all to come do a show there. And I laughed. I said, Jay, that's just like us to bring the rain. Hey. Like, it's just like us to bring the rain. I said, but you know what? The people, they said they had a great time.
That's all that matters.
And I just thought it was so beautiful. The view, you know, performing and looking at the ocean on from the stage, the way it was set up.
Like, almost heaven on earth.
I do this every week. Yeah. I said, that's why when you say in the cruise ship, I'm like, that probably, but I'm sure that would be indoors.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
They got the pool on the balcony, and you got a stage. Some of them, they have auditoriums, like a movie theater.
Okay. But I heard they got a lot of stuff going on.
It's a whole city on water. We didn't even get off the ship. We just stayed on there and just.
Really?
Matter of fact, I even got a suntan.
You got a tan? They don't believe we get tans. I'm like, oh, why yeah. people get tans?
No, we get tan.
I look at when we were.
I don't burn, but we get tan.
On the way there, I told Jay, I said, make sure you don't lose your passport.
Oh, yeah.
You know you can pass.
Oh, they think I'm Spanish.
Curly hair, too.
But he got a tan. So we was coming back. I said, now you look like you're Arabian. I don't know what's going on with you. But anyway, yeah, we've been having some fun, you know, performing the song live. And we're looking forward to the end result. Haven't got our stats and reports yet.
Yeah, well, we
picked about 90 days for them to tell us where we stand. But I did hear on iHeart that it was one of the songs that people were requesting a lot. You know, they'll let you know a little bit about it. So, you know, for entrepreneurs, I think we all right. We're still in the game.
But look, we talking about the boogie. Let's hit them with the boogie.
Let's hit them with it.
I don't know if y'all going to be able to hear from y'all in, but I'm about to jam it.
Okay.
This is called Hit 'em with the Boogie from the Jason Neville Funky Soul Band. Brand new.
Yeah.
Hit 'em with it. We hear it.
Hit 'em with it. Hit 'em with it. Release yourself, release yourself.
You might get jazz, funk, bunk, fire, pop. Big teeth drinking on that fire water. Fathers, y'all better watch your daughter. Me sisters down here, they got swag, swag. A drummer's all fine, the horns up bad. Not bad, meaning bad, but bad, meaning good. We got music in all of our neighborhood. Make the people go crazy and girls go wild. Ain't nothing but a party, child. You better release yourself.
From around the world, say, wanna bring a new style to your place, a station. Fire it up, light it up wherever you want to. Live it up, give it up to dump that will funk you. In case you haven't heard, Uptown rulers are ready to serve. We don't know what y'all got in y'all future plans, but all you gotta do is just dance. Come on, yeah.
Release yourself, release yourself.
And boogie goes where the boogie stops, nobody knows. Feel it in your hands or down in your feet, but when we hit you with the boogie, your mind is free. So release yourself.
Release yourself, release yourself.
Hit him with the boogie.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
Yeah.
Y'all over there busting rhymes, singing, tap dance, whatever. if that music don't make nobody move, they dead. Especially if you got some of that fire warrior too, boy, you be all over the place. That's what it's all about.
Watching it. Yeah. When you watch the people when they dancing, it's fun man. For us because they do whatever.
Oh, I know, especially our Caucasian persuasion people when they get that fire water in the bar, they be doing some stuff you ain't never saw.
Yeah. Look, we had a young man, we don't know him. He said he's a DJ. He said, "Hey guys, he introduced himself." He said, "I played this in the suburbs." He was DJing. He said, "And if you could see what they was doing for their boogie," and I started laughing. I said, "That's what the boogie is. Whatever they want."
Yeah, whatever come out of you.
Yes, it's your freedom to do. What's your book? Whatever you like. That's what we talking to you.
Yeah, don't have to be no organized dancing. Just let the song work you.
Right. Like second line, just roll.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you had to put out a request like, "Hey, we gonna drop the hit him with the boogie." So send in your favorite boogie.
Yep.
Do a challenge, a boogie. Hit them with the boogie challenge.
That's what I'm talking about.
They got everything else they challenging out there. So
right. Hey,
hit them with the boogie. Hit them with the boogie. Don't have me start it off.
Come on now. I'm gonna see it.
No, I'm gonna have to send it in. We got to do something on Instagram or something and send it in or something.
Let's do it.
Hit them with the boogie challenge.
Hit him with the boogie challenge. You're right. Yep. I like that.
Yeah, that's a jam. And where can they find it if they want it? On all platforms?
Wherever you get your digital music, it's everywhere.
Yeah, Spotify, stream it, download it.
Pandora, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Apple.
Yeah.
It's so many of them. Just
type in the name and it'll pop up.
Yeah.
Jason Never all. Funky Soul Band.
Yep.
I'm a little
And you know how people use EM instead of UM? It's hit 'em, not hit 'em.
Oh, yeah. Hit 'em. UM. My dog is going crazy. Hold on.
He hitting them with the boogie. You heard that?
He probably said, "Wait a minute."
Your dog, he heard that hit him with the boogie. He was...
Yeah, every time I'm trying to do something serious, though, she be in there shaking and stuff. I'm like, "Hey, you didn't even hear. She can barely hear and see."
She was dancing.
Well, she feeling, I guess.
Lose the weight.
But don't be messing up my show.
I know.
Hey, most of the time I take her collar off so she won't make that little ding-a-ding-a-ding. But I'm slipping. I'm slipping today. Yeah, well, but she was hitting us with the boogie.
You're on vacation, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but that's all right. We still got to be professional around here.
I understand.
This is the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. We're going to have fun, but it's still going to be hitting the point.
Right. Going to be right.
We're going to hit them with the boogie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send in a challenge. And I'm trying to figure out how they do it. I know they be doing it, but then do they post it and tag you or something?
Yep. Post and tag.
All right, crew. Y'all heard it. We're going to hit them with the boogie. What's your?
We're gonna hit them with the boogie. Yeah, we want to see they boogies and the top two boogies getting clips in the video. That's my promise.
Okay,
so hit us hard. Hit us with your hardest boogie, baby.
So what's the Instagram? What should they
our Instagram
tag
is at JNEV Funky Soul Band at JNEV. Funky Soul Band, and that's just the letter J, not J-A-Y. J-N-E-V, J-N-E-V, Funky Soul Band.
All right, so I'm going to send my clip in. Don't be laughing at me because
I'm really not
a dancer. I'm just going to hit him with the boogie.
Hit him with it.
And I don't sip, so it's going to be a Kool-Aid boogie.
Uh-huh. But you see, we say release yourself.
Okay.
It's going to make you, whatever you're doing, and that's the thing we tell people, if you're too cautious of what you're doing, that ain't your boogie.
Okay, I'm going to find my boogie.
You got to do it and release yourself and be like, boy, that felt good.
Yeah, I noticed you kept saying it over and over, release yourself, yeah. Release yourself.
That was actually George saying that. Was George.
Now, you know when George said, you got to do it.
Yep, George.
Yeah. He's going to hit you with the boogie. He's going to hit you with the bop gun.
Yep. For real.
Yeah, don't have Uncle George come and get you. So hit him with the boogie. So, yeah, reach out. Y'all send in y'all hit him with the boogie. I don't know. It can be not the whole song, but like maybe like 15 seconds or something. Just get your boogie on this and hashtag it. And let's see what's happening. I'm going to crank it up. I'm going to start it off.
And we're excited.
You do that. Go ahead.
Oh, no. We're excited because a lot of people don't know George is on his final tour this year.
Oh yeah,
for real. George is 82, gets around really well, but he's like, okay, you know,
yeah, enough
I'm
is enough.
To kill.
He got more energy than his grandkids.
Oh, he does,
of course.
Absolutely, and he's got his art out there now, so he's gonna really be zooming in and focusing on his art projects, his paintings, and on December 2nd. We're doing the Jazz Museum's big gala. It's every year. They always have the best of the best artists. We're the featured artist this year, we're featuring George on our show.
Oh.
So that's going to be that last performance in New Orleans. So I know people are going to go nuts. We're going to hit them with the boogie. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, we're going to give it to them. We're going to serve them right.
Serve them right.
Yeah.
All night. Anything else y'all want to say to the good people out there?
I just want to say I wish y'all blessings, good health and prosperity and safety to each and every one of y'all in this world we're living in.
Yes.
And spread love.
I also just want to add, make sure you support indies. We are independent. Support us.
Mm-hmm.
It's 99 cents to download this song. If you don't have 99 cents, we got to have a conversation.
Something wrong.
Download it. Make sure you're letting the record labels understand that they can't, just like they're protesting right now because, you know, a lot of the writers are saying we're not getting paid enough. We want to do this as indies because we believe in the music. We believe in keeping the legacy of our good music alive because there's so much right now that's out that's just not a good legacy that we want. We don't want to follow that trend. You know, we don't want all our young black women thinking you got to be half naked to make it. So, hey, I'm representing that group that says, look, I ain't got to do all that. Appreciate the music. Appreciate the love.
The art.
And yeah, go out there and support. When you see these indie bands now, if the music not good, I feel you.
Right.
But if you know what, I'm feeling this, then go ahead on and support, because you'd be surprised if a million people download the song. Made some very happy indies.
Which is going to make some very more. Yeah.
Yes, holla at Nate.
You make them indies happy. Yeah, holla at Nate. You say you make them indies happy, they're going to make us happy with some more music.
Uh-huh.
It's an ecosystem here.
You're right. Yeah. And I want to see them boogies, y'all. Make sure you tag us. We're going to post it, and we're going to pick the top two, and we're going to throw it in our video. We'll get your permission. A sheet would you have to sign giving us the authorization to add the clips to our video. Our video is saying we got no bootleg video. Our video is fun.
Okay, so, well, I'm going to have to put it on the cinematic. I'm going to send me my copy so I can sign it today. Email me my release. I'm about to hit it with the boogie.
We got you, Nate.
I'm about to hit it with the boogie. You have my permission. It's on air. To use my likeness and my... And all my stuff I put on a boogie video.
There you go. Boom.
Yep.
Well, it's been real, of course. Love talking to you. Love your podcast. Keep doing it.
Thank you.
I love the way you let musicians be free.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to follow a script, and that's awesome.
Oh, I'm home and me. Yeah.
All right, don't get him started. He about to crank up the boogie.
Uh-oh.
My dog scratching at the door again, like, yo, it's been over 30 minutes.
Slide it in. You know, Jay, I could use that little intro song if you got something, you know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, what you got like that, Jay?
Mm-hmm. You got some, you got.
I'm going to dig something up just for you.
Hey, I done got me a new piece, too, so I'm going to get back into my music here once I settle down.
Yes.
So yeah.
Take your time.
Man, enjoy your vacation.
Yeah, but don't last that long here.
I know we don't never get no vacation either.
Yeah.
You know what? Words of encouragement. I listened to what you just said. You said don't last that long. I saw a lady today in the hospital, and she was getting I was gonna pick some stuff up from the hospital. And she said, oh, excuse me, I'm walking a little slow. You know, she said, I got my walker, you know. And I said, but you're walking.
Yep.
And she just looked at me. I said, some people can't walk, honey.
Bedridden.
And she said, no, I never looked at it like that. I said, yeah, at least you're walking.
Yep.
She said, you know what? I'm walking. So I said, use your walker, take your time.
That's right. Some people can't even get out of the house.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep, that's a good word. Oh, any other words of advice since you're throwing advices? And I usually do that at the end of the show, but I think that we're going to go with that.
Yeah, just dream big. The reason behind hitting with the boogie, not just for people to know and identify what their boogie is, but to pursue it. Now is the season. You know, it's August. The word says that it's a new season, new beginnings. So if you've been sitting on your boogie, what's your problem? Get on it. Release yourself. Hit them with your boogie. Believe in yourself.
Follow your dreams.
Yep.
And if you need a quick starter, download that song for 99 cents.
There you go.
And get your boogie started.
Wake up with it. I'm serious. Wake up with it. Like, you know what? I'm going to do it. That's right.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming through again, sharing your new song. And Jay, when you're ready to drop that new single from the Jay Neo, what is it called?
Jason Neville Neo Solo. I got you.
Yeah, let us know so we can set it up and drop it.
All right.
Cool. And we out.
We love you, man. We out.
Love you guys. Hang in there and praying for you guys, too.
Please do.
Same here, brother.
Thank you.
All right.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.